July 11th, I will not leave you comfortless. John 14, verse 18. Since I lost my husband last month, a woman of 62 writes, the days are long and empty. Please pray for me. There is nothing that compares with the losing of a loved one. No matter how aged or sick or incapacitated that person was, it is difficult to go forward in the face of separation. But we must, and with God's help, we can. The first thing to realize is that grief is normal and that expressing it is healthy. Turning to friends and keeping busy are other helpful antidotes. Prayer, of course, is one of our first lines of defense. Bible reading is right next to it. The Psalms in particular are full of solace for the bereaved. If you are lonely and have to fight daily bouts with depression, copy some key Bible verses of hope on cards and keep them handy for when you're feeling low. The kitchen table, a nightstand, a desk, a purse, your car are all good places to deposit these wise words of comfort. You might start with the 14th chapter of John, which includes the unconditional promise above. And later in that same chapter, you'll find these majestic words, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Be near to those who are newly bereaved, Lord.